You're listening to The Broker's Terminal, a Mass Effect podcast. Well, what do you know? Hello.
Hello.
This is so nice because, oh my gosh, you guys could see us looking at each other, but like, I know. Look at each other when we're doing this. So it's like, oh, actually, yeah. Like we're saying hello. It's N7 day.
It is.
Before we jump into the stuff. Yes.
The stuff.
It has been a while since we've recorded an episode.
And yeah, I think the last time was, wasn't that like...
I think we've done one since the car.
Yeah, there was one. Yeah, one since the car.
I was in...
The one in the flesh.
Yes, I think it might have been June.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And listen, here's the thing. We want to do these more regularly like we once did. We're aiming for once a month. We live lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we love Mass Effect, but we have things happening. And so we're trying.
Or, you know, like everybody else with everything else going on, we are indeed trying. And but I mean, you have to remember, we only get so much content at the moment,
right,
because we're, you know, between game series, hopefully, or at least another game. And, you know, we love Mass Effect, and I'm sure we can always continue to talk about Mass Effect, but we do try to come up with, topics that are coherent and not just us rambling, because that's not, you know, we try to stay on theme for the most part per episode. And, you know... in terms of guests and everything else too, people also have lives. We can't always get some cool peeps to talk with us because that requires scheduling. And I don't know about you, but scheduling adults is very much like herding cats.
It's almost like wrangling toddlers, mm-hmm. Which I do frequently, at least one. And that's hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so last time on N7 day, there's been... The Mass Effect 5 teaser trailer came out in 2020. So there have been, I know, there have been, excuse me, scratching my eyeball on camera. There have been now 3 N7 days since then.
Mm-hmm.
So we have gotten bits and pieces.
We got the poster.
We got the poster last year. Was the poster? Yeah.
I think so.
I think you have that doc.
Yeah, that's literally what I'm just going to go pull up right now.
Right. I don't remember what what N7 Day 2021 gave us, but last year was the poster with the Geth outline and the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think N7 Day 2021 was the teaser trailer with the Mudskipper ship.
Sorry, I have it here. So 2021 was the poster with the crater.
Yes.
That said Mass Effect will continue. 2022 was the picture of the station, or perhaps a relay in progress picture.
So last year was
strange footage.
Yeah, last year was the concept arts.
Yes, the concept arts.
Thank you.
And the manipulated video audio. And there was also the N7 Day blog post at the same time that depicted a skyline similar to that of Ilium, and another alien metropolis, all the concept arts, yes. And then, the Game Awards 2020 was when we got the teaser. So that was...
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I had those swapped there. But so we now in 2023 had probably the biggest nugget in a while. Which was a 36-second in-engine game footage of a new mysterious figure. Please go look it up. We have this fancy new overlay, which doesn't allow us to show things because we're noobs.
Yes, and it was, you know, we were teased all day. Mm-hmm. If you weren't participating, they had their typical N7 day post on the blog, on the website about N7 Day and what it means, but if you pay, and you know, different things about different figurines, there's a FemShep in action sort of figure, battle worn coming out, a Rex figure, a Tally figure, a Garrus hoodie with a big collar, And in between that, if you paid attention, there were a bunch of zeros and ones thrown throughout the text. And so that was some binary code, which then, if you put it into a translator, spelled out the word epsilon. And people then began to figure out that there were pages that were later called packets by Mike Gamble, that would slowly release. And so as it became known, it was epsilon. What was the next one? Sorry, I'm just reading off this wonderful, wonderful document from Mass Effect News on Twitter.
Shout out to Mass Effect News.
Oh yeah, there
Go
was
follow
another
them.
code on the page with some another kind of coding that spelled out Oculon, and then lastly, the final one was Post Nebula with all, and it would release this 34-second clip in very small sections that we had to wait for. and that last hour and a half was kind of a killer. But yeah, Epsilon, Oculon, and Nebula were at one point all proposed and rejected names during the Mass Effect franchise's inception. So that was kind of a nice little throwback. So, but the main thing is this clip.
So there's not really any audio to like decode that we know of in the
That we
clip
know of,
itself.
no.
But basically it's a figure, it basically gives like a full body scan from feet to head. And basically you see this very shout out to my Destiny players. It's like a
The
Destiny 1 warlock looking.
drip
The
is
drip is
phenomenal.
phenomenal. Shout out to the cosplayers of the future. Basically it's a female presenting figure, in a very cool like thick collared N7 garb with a very sleek helmet, red lights down the back, walking out into a environment that is seems to be dusty, not maybe not snowy, but seems to be dusty.
Dusty, with some space
With
cars
some
in the
space cars in the
background,
back
some
are,
buildings.
yeah, some debris. I'm sure that there's people actively right now sharpening, zooming in to figure out where this figure is.
And also they pull out a pistol,
They pull out a
which is
pistol.
also silent. It has a silencer
It
on
has a
it. It looks very
silencer.
sleek.
Correct. There's also a blurry Krogan in the beginning of the video, sort of leaning
To the
up
left,
to the
yeah.
left. Everything we own is in a box to the left. Just sort of like looking at this figure walking past, maybe seemingly waiting for some orders, who knows? And the figure is revealed as kind of a turnaround, and there's a helmet on. And so
Of
we
course,
don't know, of
BioWare
course,
made us wait an hour and a half for the final clip, to only for this person to be helmeted, but
So rumors are swirling. Listeners of the podcast will know that Lexi and I are here to debunk that
We love debunking.
the Shepard rumor.
As always.
I want to stop for a second and be serious while also being
Okay.
goofy, but like be serious. Like it is okay. It is a testament to the Shepard story that people want Shepard back. I get it. Great character. Good storytelling. We fell in love with Shepard. That's why we're all here. Let's be honest. Let's be
Oh
honest,
yeah, and
even.
we're all attached to Shepard. Shepard is a phenomenal protagonist. Both male and female are voiced by wonderful actors, and we, for some of us who started from the very beginning, to some of us who started near the tail end of the trilogy and proceeded to binge them.
Me.
but for some people, they've been around in this series since
Almost
2007.
20 years.
That's almost 20 years of playing Mass Effect and being involved in Mass Effect. And we're not Shepard haters. We love
No.
Shepard. Everybody loves Shepard. But the thing is,
What we are is we are story lovers.
we are story lovers and good story lovers.
Correct.
And as much as you may want your Shepard to live, you may think that Shepard survives the little Easter egg good ending with the with Destroy or whatever headcanons and fanfics suits your fancy. But the thing is, objectively speaking, Shepherd's Story is with the trilogy. They already made another game without Shepherd that went ahead, and you know, despite some of the initial negative feedback at the start, many people have come back to Andromeda. When did that come out? 2017? Or way
2017.
before? Yeah,
2017.
2017. On people are, you know, going back to it, especially now that the Legendary Edition came out and inspired people to pick it up again and give it a fair shot. You know, and it was a game without Shepard, and it didn't need to have Shepard because the universe of Mass Effect is that expansive that it has so much potential, and that is what we want to see. We want to see new stories in a universe that we love and cherish with, you know, any kind of possibility going forward. And as much as we love Shepard, we don't need another story about Shepard. Go play the trilogy again.
Right. Also, first of all, I apologize for coughing, muting the wrong mic, and so you guys hear the cough, and then Lexi got caught off for half a second. Sorry. But before we get to the other thing that was released today, which is very, very cool, I want to comment on Andromeda for a second, of course,
Always.
and say I'm okay with the fact that it got kind of shit on really early. There were a lot of bugs with Andromeda, 100%. But I don't ever think that the reason people, let me rephrase, the reason that like legitimate people who are providing ratings rated Andromeda the way that it was rated was not because Shepard wasn't there. It was because there were aspects of the game that they didn't like, whether that's, you know, the bugs or the environment or the
The
story. The
graphics.
story was not the greatest story I've ever experienced. The graphics, the wonkiness. But I think that it's fair to say that the Andromeda crew were fine characters, you know, and they, if you would give that, if you would give Andromeda a chance as its own game, which I know, shocking. It's fine. Like it's as enjoyable as a gaming experience, and it's doing that without Shepard. And also
Exactly.
it's being well received years later. I mean, you have people who are finally going to play it, or they're like, oh, you know, I'm reflecting on playing this, and actually I really like it.
Or people who just got into Mass Effect because of the Legendary Edition, and then they're like, oh my God, there's another game I can play. It's older, but I can still play it. You know, new fans, new generations of fans. And, you know, I think it speaks for itself that it's still a fairly enjoyable game if you take your rose-colored glasses off and go in and play it as a game set in the Mass Effect universe that doesn't have to be part of the trilogy. And that's what they set out to do with it.
It's equivalent to Marvel shows, like Marvel spin-offs and Star Wars spin-offs that aren't the movies that y'all fell in love with, but they're still great stories that exist inside a universe you love.
Exactly.
But yeah. So the other
And
piece, oh, go ahead.
oh, and you know, and I'm just gonna say, like, again, we, you know, headcanons and fanfics, that's what those things are there for, people to create and make their own stories or art if you're an artist. You know, but I think going forward, you should have the expectation that bringing back Shepard would be poor storytelling, because regardless of the ending choices and if may or may not, if they incorporate them into the next game, you know, it's just dragging. I always say this, it's beating a dead horse, but it's bringing back the same story. You know, people say, oh, well, they brought back Shepard once, can't they bring them back again?
Why?
Okay, but why? That you're just doing the same plot that was the entirety of Mass Effect 2 over again, and for what? Or you know, oh, Shepard survived, or they got whisked away by Liara, or whatever. You know, those are fine theories, but be objective about it. And again, rose-colored glasses come off and go, is that going to make a good, compelling story? Because, like I said, Mass Effect is a powerful enough universe and vast enough that we can have stories within it that don't have to have the main character of the original trilogy. They don't.
Right.
I
And
mean,
we
we have novels about and comics that are also set in Mass Effect that, yes, they have ties to the main story, but you know, there's a whole, you know, all these novels about Anderson and Kai Lang and Saren back in the day. That's a whole thing without Shepard.
Andromeda is a
Yeah.
tie to the main story.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like it exists separately.
So I think, you know, folks, it would be better off if instead of thinking, hoping that this person that they keep that they're introducing is Shepard, be prepared and anticipate a new protagonist or whoever.
Or whoever, indeed. So the other thing that we got after the 34 to 36 second teaser was released was this beautiful, I don't know, was it a
A
poster,
poster type
yeah,
art,
like
yeah,
a
like a
promotional
rendered.
art. Oh God, it is beautiful. Of this figure, looking like a Destiny 1 Warlock, with the sleek helmet, the very cool, almost like cyberpunky
It
jacket.
very much is like Cyberpunk meets
Pretty
Destiny,
much,
at
which I'm
this
fine
point.
with. Fine.
It's a good look.
We can get into my Destiny qualms later, but for the most part, fine.
The
And
aesthetics are fine.
in the in this image at the like where the coat is, you see a glimpse at a nightclub akin to something like Purgatory or Afterlife or Flux. Excuse me. And in it, you
That's my
see,
email.
no problem. In it, you see different species just enjoying the club. It's more of an upscale club. And they did release a really high definition version of this art. And I will have everyone know that before the high definition art got released, I was like, I'm pretty sure that that's an Angara in the back. I don't think that this is just Milky Way species in this club. And lo and behold, I was 100% correct. And so, more and more, everyone, yours truly, Rachel, the theory of Andromeda and Milky Way coming together
Keeps
keeps kind of
getting
cropping up there. Now, you might be saying, like, well, there were Krogan and humans and Asari in Andromeda. Well, yes. Also, in this
that's
nightclub include Hanar and Volus and Batarians, as being revealed by these high definition pictures. So seems to me that everyone's going to be coming together. And I gotta tell you, Lexi, the future's looking bright for Mass Effect.
Yeah, you know, we can tell from this image too that you know, some folks were like, "Oh my God, is it Afterlife?" Well, it's a little high, more of a
High class.
high class institution, because we can see from some of the people in this image that they're dressed in suits and dresses like we saw in the Citadel DLC when they were at the casino. To the right, you see a man kind of with longer dreadlock styled hair that actually goes down to his back, which some people mentioned. They're like, you know, is this a possibility of giving our protagonist long hair for once in a Mass Effect game? Or it could just be an NPC, but there's glimmers of hope. I hope that with the way that other games have done hairstyles, that they may be able to do some more functional looks. But you know, we go into it and there's you know, a whole breadth of people. There's definitely also a Salarian at the bar as well. So you know, we are seeing some interspecies mingling from both galaxies. So I think that's going to be kind of a unique glimpse at life down the line. Now, also to speak to the theory of this being in Andromeda, in one of the pages that had the, you know, decoded encrypted text, it did say the date of
It did.
2819,
It did.
which is when Andromeda starts.
Yeah.
Because that's 600 years into the future.
I do want to shift this a little bit because I was just on Twitter and 7 minutes ago, the one and only Allie Hillis
Ellie Hillis.
retweeted the 30 something second trailer. Is it retweeted? Reposted with a quote, well, dot dot dot, this is interesting. And I gotta tell you, I'm gonna use that opportunity, Lexi, to just bust this wide open. I think it's Liara.
Oh, Also, I somehow wasn't following her. I follow her on Instagram. Okay.
And listen, I want to meet everyone where we're at and say, like, humans wear on seven stuff. I'm with you. I feel you.
Well, okay, so the lore behind N7
Sure. Tell
is
us,
that it
Lore
is,
Master Lexi.
the N school is like the highest specialization for the Alliance Armed Forces. It's a rigorous testing and training set from N1 all the way to graduating at N7, where the caliber of soldiers that go through the program are humanity's best and brightest. And N5 to N6 is the most difficult, where they put them through their paces actually out in the galaxy on missions. And I believe surviving the N6 test is what actually gets you to become an N7, if I'm correct, if I remember right. And so Shepard is one of the few people out there. Now, again, I'm going to preface this and say Shepard, again, is not the only N7 in the galaxy. We know there are other N7s. I believe Kai Leng was one of them, or at least a fit. He might have dropped out. I can't remember.
Whatever you say is probably right. Let's be honest.
Yes, he was formerly a lieutenant and N7 Marine. So, there are other N7s in the world. We do encounter a few, maybe another, and a couple. And we all know it's a very prestigious accomplishment, and that's why it's kind of funny when James Vega gets an N7 tattooed on him long before he even gets into the program. Because that's a big expectation to put on yourself to think you're going to be good enough to get through it. So, it's a very special designation, and the N7 branding, that logo, is only for the graduates of the N program,
Right.
the N7s, to wear. They can't, anybody else cannot wear that designation.
Sure.
So again, people could do that, and they could be putting the wool over our eyes and tricking us. I wouldn't put it past BioWare because they're a little sneaky. But to me, this speaks to the fact that this person, is wearing what is more of a less of a heavy armor class type, and they're also wielding a silenced weapon. So to me, this is more of the sort of tactical assassin type class, if you will, that we've seen in other games, which is what I think this is also kind of hinting at. I think is that we're going to get new classes and different types of gameplay as a protagonist, because the Mass Effect trilogy was, we had your full soldier class, your Vanguard, which was the biotic soldier, tech biotic, and then the mix of the biotic and tech classes, etc. And so we could play around a little bit with that. And then in Andromeda, I believe it's kind of more of that, the different trees, right? That's kind of how it branched out with Ryder. You could level up and choose different abilities, but you didn't have to stay within one hard set
Sure,
type.
right.
So just based on that, plus other games like Cyberpunk, who have sort of unique leveling trees where you can pick and choose what kind of character you want to build, I'm kind of thinking that if this is in fact a glimpse at what our protagonist could be, that this is an opportunity to really role play a new character in this world.
Sure. And that's fine with me too. I was thinking about it today. I was on my ride home. I had no breaks at work today. So I just worked for like 6 hours, and then I'm seeing posts from Lexi in Discord, and I'm like, oh shit. So I was able to like watch not the full 36-second thing, but the first two videos that were released, and I was like, has to be Liara. And then I was like, so like what? Are we gonna play as Liara? Like I'm okay with it, but it doesn't seem like BioWare's bag to give us a static protagonist. So I have a theory why the trailer here is still Liara, but I'll come back to it. But I do. Then the other thing that I thought is maybe, and this is not like it's new, and I didn't even tell you this yet that I was having this thought, but what if like we do play as Liara part of the time, like while we're in the Milky Way. But then once we travel to Andromeda, which is happening, quote it, becomes writer again.
Well, you know, there's lots of speculation that Ryder is still a very viable, very much alive protagonist that, you know, could very well come back. But I, you know, the more I think about it, I do like, we know Liara is going to be part of the story. The teaser trailer featured her for a reason. You know, and this player protagonist does have a very feminine walk. That was the first thing I noticed.
Sure.
And the shoes are kind of similar to what, like, their little heeled booties, kind of what Liara does have in the trilogy. But,
Heel
you know,
booties.
I little heel booties. But I do think that this is kind of a glimpse at the protag. It's not a BioWare game without us being able to, like, I know Shepard is kind of like a half canon, half custom character, because we could choose whatever Shepard looks like, and but they
Sure.
have a set kind of role, but there's their choices that we make. So, you know, I think we're getting a glimpse of what's going to happen, but Liara is certainly going to play a role in this game. There's no denying that. And they know she's a fan favorite, and they, you know, are rightfully bringing her back, given her lifespan, and that canonically makes sense. But I'm thinking that it's just the protag, and the thing is, I think they're presenting this as a female character because
God is a
so
woman.
much of, sorry.
Because God is a woman.
Well, yes, but I think the reason is because the original trilogy materials were almost all male Shep. They were, you know, from the get-go, the first two covers were male Shep. A lot of the promotional was centered on male Shepard, and so I think maybe now they're just finally being like, you know what, let's put our first glimpse from the game with the
Sure.
female protagonist. And
And
I
you
think
know,
that's just, you know, and that could be another thing to throw us off our proverbial tracks. Way went out of focus.
Sorry.
And I think that's, no, you're fine. And I think that's, you know, maybe something just to say, like, hey, like, we're gonna kind of feature the female version of the protagonist this time around. Also, is kind of like a red herring, right? To make people like you and I kind of think, is that Liara? Is that
Sure.
someone
And I'm
else?
okay with that. You know, I think, you know, the more you're talking, the more obviously it makes sense. And I appreciate being humbled. I'm not someone who's gonna like beat a dead horse. But I agree with you. I do think that it's definitely a red herring. I think it's like, who do you think this is? I think just to make sure I say it, one of the reasons that I think it could be Liara just like undercover, or I'm going to use N7 as a distraction, or whatever it could be. I think that, just like we've seen Liara now, I think we can like pretty much assume that we've seen Liara in a few of the different things that they've given us each of the previous N7 days, including the first trailer. And I think to me that stands out as significant. But I also think that's enough to validate what you said, which is like that leads into the red herring theory.
'Cause you know, if they had a more masculine figure today, then that would debunk any kind of
Correct.
possibility of people
Sure, it
thinking it's Liara.
makes total sense. Do I want it to be Liara? Yes, I do. Is it Liara? Probably not. Could it be Liara? Yeah, maybe. But I think regardless, like they're doing a good job. They're getting us to talk about it. They're getting the internet to lose their shit. They're getting, you know, they're getting the people out using their magnifying glasses and their Adobe Photoshop and all the stuff that they do. But I think the thing, Lexi, that you and I can agree on is that it's not Shepard.
And you know, just as a sidebar, because I just saw it come up on my feed, but there appears to be a Geth in
Yes, I
the
saw that.
bar image that, and
Yes.
it's also wearing clothes,
Yes.
kind of like long robes. It almost kind of looks like a Templar from Dragon Age,
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say it looks a little bit like maybe member of like the council or some kind of like
that, or maybe some kind of cult or
cult. Cult?
religion, or
In the oh, okay. I was gonna
yeah,
say
I don't know
in the
why I
bar.
went cult. Well, I
We've been
don't know why I
dealing with
said
some
cult
coldiness
first.
today, so.
But you know, some nicer, or maybe that's just the Geth formal wear. It just kind of looks like Templar robes. excuse me, but it's also at the same table where the Angara is leaning over, very intently talking to an Ansari, it looks like, who seems to be wearing a vest.
Who seems to be wearing a vest?
Well, sorry, I'm choking on my Coca-Cola, but it does seem to be kind of stuff. It looks more like a suit vest than a dress. So maybe we'll even get some like masculine Asari,
Yeah.
because those are canon. It is canonical that despite Asari technically being all female, that apparently I read it somewhere. I think in Andromeda that Asari are all across the gender spectrum as they perceive it.
Sure.
I think, don't quote me on that one.
Hey, I again, Lore Master Lexi, I'm ready to dub that on you. So I think in sum, which isn't necessarily to end the episode, but just sort of summarize what we've talked about. Female presenting figure in the trailer, probably not Liara, not Shepard. Potentially a new protagonist, maybe somebody we already know. Sort of leading the way, set in Andromeda time. Mike Gamble was really spitting out all kinds of stuff. There was a tweet where someone said, does this picture of all of these species intermingling have anything to do with that concept art of the giant relay? And he was like, I mean, maybe. I'm just saying. It seems like, here's the theory. I've been sitting on it for a while. I've said it to you guys a lot. I think Elusive Man was the benefactor. I think that he was building a giant ass relay to go from Milky Way to Andromeda after or during the Reaper War. Dude died, spoilers. Liara becomes Shadow Broker, spoilers. Also, if you're listening to this podcast called The Broker's Terminal and you don't know that that's what we're talking about, then you should probably play the video games. She's the fucking Shadow Broker. She gets anything she wants. So she gets info about all this shit. She already knew about the Andromeda Initiative, which was confirmed in Mass Effect Andromeda. And she's like, well, shit, let's build this relay because I know there's all these people over here and we just got fucking rocked by some Reapers. That's the story writes itself, guys. So they're gonna build this relay. It could take her 800 years, 700 years to fucking build a re replay, a relay. And then
Especially after the war and
she
having
yeets
limited
over.
resources.
Yeah, and guess what? I just want everyone to know that you can get limited resources being delivered popcorn. Hold on. What a man.
Oh,
the
gotta love
I know. I heard him making it too, and I was like, I wonder if he's gonna bring me some. A
him.
domestic life with Rachel. It's just regardless of the ending. Oh, you're gonna have limited resources regardless of the ending. So I think I can't wait to be right. and So.
Yeah, you know, I get that people want to hold on to theory. Like I see a lot of tweets on Twitter, well, X it's now called.
Whatever
Anyway,
it's called.
I'm gonna still call it Twitter. Suck at Elon. Anyway, but I see a lot of people saying like, "Oh, N7 to me equals Shepard." Well, I hate to break it to you, but it doesn't, because there are canonical other N7s.
Yeah.
And N7, yeah, it's representative of Shepard being the most iconic one that we know and love, but it doesn't mean that it's Shepard. It's more of a, it's almost become, well, I mean, look at the fact it's called N7 Day, for God's sakes. It's like the brand. It's the my special eyes. Sorry,
It's the
reference to that
brand.
joke. But
That's good.
it's more or less like kind of what they gather around, because we're all in sevens because we all, played a shepherd, and that was kind of like a unifying front. But to say that it has to be shepherd is silly, guys. It's silly.
You build an N7 armor in Mass Effect Andromeda, and it's
Yes.
not because of Shepard. It's because Ryder's dad was an
Dad
N7.
was an N7. Like, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So,
Hello.
like I you need to let it go. Like, hold shepherd dear and ear to your heart, but don't get your like, 'cause here's the thing. And this is a topic we also beat a dead horse with, but if they bring Shepard back, it's just for the nostalgia factor, and everything else about the game is just going to be centered on that it's Shepard. And wasting the amazing potential they have for expanding the Mass Effect story and the Mass Effect universe. And, it's from a writing perspective, it's not going to look good. And for a fan perspective, like, play the damn trilogy again. You just got a whole like remastered trilogy. If you're that cra like if you're craving Shepard that much,
Go play it.
replay it.
Replay it.
Like I, you know, and I maybe I sound like a dick, but the thing is, people keep saying it, and it's like, think with your brains, guys. Like, you can't keep bringing back a character that, for with multiple different endings for at least two of them. Well, actually, technically three out of four, if you chose refusal. They're technically confirmed dead, and then the only the Easter egg good high EMS destroy ending shows them just taking a breath in the rubble. And I've said it before, that does not mean they get out of there. That does not mean they don't just bleed out. It's to it at that time, it was to give the player a little Easter egg, oh, you got the highest amount of support for the war and you chose the good ending, the ending that they were all pushing for, to make you feel better. It didn't actually confirm anything. We're getting spicy, we come back after
Right.
a long
Just like a,
hiatus and
well, listen,
all the
we're passionate. It's a passionate day. We're getting all this info, all the stuff's coming back up for the first time. We're looking at servers we've not been in a while, and we're getting inundated with
shout out to Shiara for
the Shiara server. Thanks for
the
tagging
Shiara
us.
server. Yeah, no, we got but both of us got tagged in and
We let
came
them
back
have
for the
it.
first time in a while, and we just were like, here are our thoughts.
I reminded them why I'm an admin. I want to shift towards sort of the continuation of N7 Day
Yes.
and sort of move into the wrap up. But this Saturday, I believe at 4 p.m. Eastern, there is a the annual
Gonna write that
N7
down.
Day the annual N7 Day panel, hosted by our friend Ash, who has been on the podcast.
Yes, Ash
We
Sibilla.
love you, Ash. I believe that's episode 4. You guys should go listen to it, from season 1.
Yeah, that's a while
And it
ago.
was, yeah. It's not on N7 Day this year, I think, because it was on a Tuesday and they have lives.
And they do. So
So
it'll be,
they're,
is it the 11th or the 12th?
you know what? Is it the 12th? I think actually it is the
I
12th.
thought I saw the
It's
12th.
the 12th. I apologize. It's
Okay.
Sunday the 12th, because actually in the US it's Veterans Day, so maybe they didn't do it that
Right.
day. That was so GTA. Shout out to my friend Morgan. Anyway, so that's happening on Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Apologies for the wrong date earlier. And it's on Jennifer Hale's YouTube channel. The main peeps will be there. Looks like they recently added Kimberly Brooks, Courtney Taylor, somebody else who I can't remember. But yes, it's the main peeps. Sadly, Lexi and I will shake our heads that Yvonne Strahovski continues to just hate everyone.
Well,
And we're
in
sorry.
her defense, I mean, it would be lovely to have her, and I know we've talked about it briefly before, and I'll just touch on it again to remind you. But unfortunately, because of, you know, the fact that she was cast as Miranda, and Miranda was so sexualized in the original trilogy, and that, you know, people assumed that Miranda's body meant that was what Yvonne's body looked like. She ended up having a lot of creepy interactions with some unfortunate gamer fans. And I don't particularly blame her for wanting to step away from that. And also, you know, she's not like, that's kind of like the only video game thing that she's ever really done, I think. And she's more into television and movie acting. So, you know, I can't particularly blame her.
Yeah.
Also, apparently she's having another baby, so I also
She's
can't blame.
pregnant again.
I think so. I think
Damn.
so. Or just had one anyway.
Yeah,
I
she
can't
had one
remember.
recently.
Yeah,
But
so,
anyway,
you know, she's
so
got a busy life, but
But yeah, it's gonna be the main crew, the main cast, and I'm
I know
certainly
I
gonna
can
be
talk about
watching.
Yvonne too much.
I know it's okay. I'm politely moving on, or else we'll both spiral into Yvonne-ness. I already told my husband, like, you're gonna be primary parent. I'm gonna be busy, for an hour or so, and it's gonna be fun. So if you enjoy that kind of thing, that's where you can find that happening this year. And then usually, each of the cast does their own private stream where they're signing
The
the
autographs, yeah.
autographs from their Streamily stores. So if that's something you're interested in too, they're usually pretty responsive to folks in their chat, and then they usually like shout out the person that they're doing the autographs for. So it's a great way to support them. Lexi, any final N7 day thoughts?
We are getting fed breadcrumbs once again. That'll keep us entertained for another year.
Sure.
There are, I believe it. So, shout out to Mass
Yes.
Effect News, by the way, on
Mass Effect
Twitter.
news. I'm gonna
You are
in
the.
the different places where you can find this podcast, I'm gonna link them, and they don't
Yeah,
even know we
please
exist,
do.
but I'm
I
gonna give them a
know.
shout
We
out.
should definitely link them when we post on Twitter as well, because
Yeah,
they have
I
this
will.
document that they've put together. That they've pinned to their Twitter, but Mass Effect News has, you know, followed every little detail and has everything, you know, put together. So it's Mass Effect underscore news. And they have everything put together, and I just want to shout out to them because they've done such a great job with posting the little details and everything else. But also, you know, I saw some speculation that from them that with the video game awards next month, that because of this, with some in-game footage, we may actually get more trailer content, and that's perhaps why the teaser for N7 Day was so short, is that, you know, if they have some footage now from the game, in the engine,
Yeah.
that they may have more. So that could be something else to look forward to. You know, it could be interesting to see if that ends up being a reality. I kind of hope it does, because that would really feed us for
That would be,
for a while.
yeah,
And you know, and again, logistically, we do have to, you know, BioWare is going to focus on getting Dreadwolf out. Now, you know, there's a lot of issues with some of the BioWare employees who were fired. And the severance court case for severance pay for court case in Alberta, Canada, that's happening for those employees who were fired not too long ago. So I'm just gonna say it first and foremost, we should support them
Yes.
because those are the people who created the things that we know and love, and they deserve to get proper funding because it's for their hard work. And you know, making sure that you know, we separate the writers and artists and developers from the company itself. And just acknowledging that too going forward.
Yeah, and
But
you
logistically, oh, sorry.
No, all I was gonna say is I think the same. I think Dreadwolf's gonna come out first. I don't think we see this title certainly for
Not for another few
a
years,
few
in
years,
the
3 to 5 years
very least.
probably. But damn, if I gotta tell you, and I'm not part of other communities, maybe Destiny, which I'm phasing out of, but I'm not in other communities like this as much. But I feel like there's something special that we get something like this once a year. I mean, there's
Oh,
communities where you
100%.
don't hear shit. Like, I'm thinking of Elder Scrolls. Oh my God, they got something like 7 years ago for Elder Scrolls 6, and they haven't heard a damn thing since then.
Yeah, wasn't it just like a brief like
It was
title
like a
screen kind of
title
thing,
screen. It
and
was
then
like a
it
pan over of where
of
maybe
like a
they
city or
want to.
something? Yeah.
But I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, I know that Bethesda was working on Starfield, but like BioWare's working on Dreadwolf, and we still have every year something's given
Something.
to us. And I think that's really special, and I think that's why it brings the community together like this. But yeah, I think, I just saw Mass Effect news kind of do what I just did and piece together why that could be Liara in the N7. I just saw a post that they put.
Hold on, let
Feeling
me
good about it.
refresh.
Feeling good about it. About 30 minutes ago. But I think again, what stands out for me is just at the end of the day, and I've said this many times, Lexi and I are trying to be better about not beating horses. But I'm just excited for the prospect of a new story in this world that means so much to me. And if Liara isn't the protagonist, fine. She's still an integral part of the story, and that's just what I'm looking forward to. And watching BioWare show us that, man, I started crying today. Almost. I didn't start crying, but I almost started crying at like the prospect of like we're getting Liara back. She's not just gonna be a
A
voice.
background.
Yeah, like a
Yeah.
voice. Like she, just the audio files. So I'm just appreciative that N7 Day just fuels my Liara fire. I'm looking at Liara down here on my shelf. Just
Oh, I
here she
know.
is. Hey girl,
I
hey.
can't, all my merch is on the shelf that I'm not going to get up
No, that's
for.
okay.
But I also just a sidebar, speaking of characters that could still be alive, Grunt. If we can we please get Sun
Grunt.
Boy?
Grunt.
Like our son? Like
I think that
we
Krogan in the shot is Grunt.
if it's Grunt, I will be happy. Like I, he's not a particularly like a super fave, but you can't not love Grunt. I feel like I feel like if you hate Grunt, you might have something wrong with you.
Shout out to
Just
my little
maybe.
brother who at age like 16, 15, 16 was role playing Grunt on Tumblr Mass Effect roleplay. Like shout out to Ted.
Shout
Shout
out
out
to
to that
Ted.
boy. You know who gave Ted a shout out? Katie Townsend. So
Yes, this is true.
go listen to
Katie,
her
we miss
episode.
you. Come
Katie, we miss you
back.
so much. Come back. Happy N7 Day, Katie. We should tweet her, by the way.
We should. We
Cool,
should.
we'll do it. All right. So I'm feeling like are we done?
Yeah,
We feel
I
accomplished?
think, I think we've covered, for what we have and kind of some of our thoughts and like I said, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that we get our a trailer at the awards, the Game Awards in December. I mean, those are always fun to tune in and
Sure.
watch anyway, but hopefully we get to see another glimpse. Although I am kind of thinking if they're going to show anything, they'll probably show something with Dreadwolf, because it's been kind of a while since we've heard anything
I
from
think
them on
they
that
did
front.
last year.
Well, there was like something, but it wasn't, I
It
don't
was
think it
not nothing. It
was.
was not
Like it
anything
was
new.
like
It
it
was like,
was
here's what we're doing.
yeah, it was like very much in progress, like stuff. So, who knows?
Who
We're at the
knows?
mercy of just sitting here and waiting, but we will always be sitting here waiting with excitement.
Always. Oh, what a good ending. That's all I got for you. If you liked this podcast, please rate, like, and comment on your platform of choice. To show further support, you can follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and subscribe to our channels on YouTube. Everything discussed today will be archived on the Broker's Terminal. After all the galaxy secrets are at the Shadow Broker's fingertips.